kind of ideas in a Tzayach Torah that everyone heard of, and very few people have straight. I think everybody knows on Shabbos the Adinim called Darvishen Miskaven, Emsikresha, Moshe Tzrikha Lagufa, Masasek, not even people heard of it so much. But Ruba de Ruba, people have a very, very difficult time translating into simple, practical words what it means, Darvishen Miskaven, what it means, Masasek. And since Kidegar brings it into our Sugya, we're going to discuss it. Let's first learn the Pashka Gemara. Rabbah's, the whole Amid of Rabbah, the four memories of Rabbah are very, very similar, not identical. And then we'll discuss the other in Yanya. Amar Rabbah, now look at the first two cases, how similar they are. First case, Hoysa Evim Unachas Loi B'cheikai, V'loi Hikirba. The first case is, he's got a stone on his lap, and he never noticed it landing there. Maybe he was taking a nap and someone put it there. There was a stone on his lap, he lay hikirba, and he didn't notice it. Vamad v'nafla, and he got up and it fell. So, linyan nezikichayiv, linyan abod varam pakim. Why? Linyan nezikichayiv, because Adam would lie on it. Linyan abod varam pakim. Why? Because we don't say Adam would lie on by Abad Varim, as we learned last week. Linya Shabbos, Melechet Machshavas Asutair. On Shabbos, since he had no Machshava for it, so therefore you're Potter. And we'll see it's even Mutter. Le'inyan Golos, Potter. When you're going to Golos, if somebody was killed, Mishayge, you're Potter. Linyan Ebed, Plufted of Shimgal Rabban and Tanya, Hayer Shay Rabbi Yoifa, Vamle Kol Einai, Vesima, Chatar Lushinai, Vihipila, Sichit Bad and Vietzel Acheris. Shem Gamli Alay Meshicha Sash is Kamal Shachasa. No Kedushin, we'll get into it right now. It's enough to know that by Ebed there's a machlaikis, if you have to have Kavana, or even Bali Kavana, Naftanin is, if the Ebed goes free. So those are the four rules, right? Zikin and Dara Behei is one, Shabbos is two, Golos is three, Evid is four. So that's if he didn't know it was there. What happens if he knew it was there? Hikapa Mishach Vomit V'Nafla. If he knew it was there and he forgot it. Vomit V'Nafla, and then it fell down. So let's see the four again. Linyan Zikin, Chayiv, Linyan Dalvar and Potter. That's exactly the same. Lagabi Mazik. There's no difference if you knew it was there or you didn't know it was there. You're the Chiddush. Then in the Zikin, there's no difference if you knew when the rock was put on your lap or you didn't know when the rock was put on your lap. If Lamaisa, you forgot about it, and by the time you stood up, it fell, you're Potter. What do we see from here? We see from here, Ben, it's a very big Chiddush. You see from this Gemara, this is Muki Yosef that makes a deal from this Gemara, a klal gadol, that when people forget things, that's not a pshia. We had this once before. We had a raya that if a person just forgets something, you might think it's a pshia. Look, if you're sitting there and you don't know there's a rock on your lap and you stand up, so I understand. You're shaking. But if you know, someone told you, I'm putting a rock on your lap, and you just forgot about it, you stood up and it fell off, I would think that's a pesheya. So after the Mukhi Yosef, from this Gemara we see that if you forget something, forgetting something, shikva, is not a pshia. Not a pshia. We spoke about taka by teshlumin, by davening. Right? If somebody is a shaygeg, and if he forgets to daven, he davens teshlumin. So as a pesheya, and if he gets to daven, he can't daven teshlumin. What happens if he just forgot? So we see from this Gemara that just forgetting is not called a pesheya. We're going to promise the same thing by Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, a pesheya, can't rely on the Rav Zeruth. And somebody who's not a pesheya, somebody who just forgot, he says you couldn't rely on... somebody who shakach machmas tirda in the Fiesta book, you forgot, you're busy. So he says shakach machmas tirda, that's called shaygei, it's not a pshia, because people People forget things. There are numerous rise in Shas to this society. I'm not talking about Shabbos now. If you don't know Shabbos, you just stop, forget about Shabbos. It's really the same thing. I mean, here, if it's on your lap, you just forget. It's a little more of a practical forgetting, but you're right. Shikha and halacha is a shaking gobble. Anyway, let's finish the second case. So the second case again was Hikabah v'shakacha. Omed v'nafli, the Zikin, same thing. Chayiv, Dalvar, and Pot. The Nigalos, so here it changes. The Nigalos here, Yechayiv, because you're a full fledged Shaykh. Domakrobishkada, the Chada Havalay Adiyah. But Havalay Adiyah. When you Shabbos, exactly the same. Pot. When you never, Plumishim Liver Abar. So the first two cases is Kamat no difference. The only difference is Galus. Besides Galus, that's, otherwise it's the same. But the Yosef brings a raya from here also to his shita that Shilasi B'Pshia, the Seifi Ba'inis, is Potter in the case he's talking about. Do you remember that we had the case, the Machlis Dagula and the Mukhi Yosef, when someone makes a neder, they're going to do something. And in the beginning, he said he'll do it over the next 5 days. The first 4 days, he remembered and he didn't do it. B'Pshia. And the fifth day, he forgot. So the Piyasa says that you have a din of an Inus, even though it's Chosim Shiv Sefer Bainus. Mukiyasa was metamed to this Gemara. He had a rock on his lap. He should have taken the rock off right away. He didn't. He waited. Later on, he stood up and it fell off and broke something. So it was metamed to his case that Chosim Shiv Sefer Bainus is part. So, Akoponim, these are the first two cases, and we are going to discuss Nisasek. Let's just finish really the next two cases, which are fight almost the same. The Skabel is Rikshtaim Vizorek Arba. He wanted to throw something, two Amnes, he threw it four. Lein Nizikin, Chayiv, Lein Dal Dvarim Potter. Same thing. Adam Ud Loilam, Nizikin is Chayiv. Dal Dvarim, we had the Miyot, Chayiv Potter. Exactly, same exact thing, all four cases. The Shabbos, Masna Shabbos Bina. Same tablets again. Same thing again. The Golos, Hashem Leitzida, Merachman of Pratna, and the Skavlis, which then is our Dalit. Your Potter. When you're in Eved, the same Achlaik is put to Shem Galiyah for Rabban. In the fourth case, the Skavlis, which are of Zark Shemaina, the Nizik Echai of Dalit Varan Potter, exactly the same thing. When you're Shabbos, we have for the first time a slight change. For Oymer, Komakim Shetitza, Tenuach in Eloi Mar. If when he threw it Arba, he knew he's not being precise. And he said, Komakim Shetirta Tanuach, then he's Chayiv. Now, if he threw it to Amis, and he said, Komakim Shetirta Tanuach, he's Potter. Because two Amis are Potter. But if he meant to throw it four, but it was approximate, he said, Komakim Shetirta Tanuach, since four is Chayiv, so therefore eight, however many Amis it ended up, he's also Chayiv. And you go, let's actually see the Pranas, Gavans, Rekarabam, Zalk, Shemayin, Ali, and Eva, Fulbishim, Gavirabam. Okay, so the four cases are not, don't vary greatly in their halachis. The halachis, except for galus, are come out identical. And this is the klal of this gemara. I'd like to give you today a idea in is the Hilchos Shabbos, the Poshet Aleph Beis of Dovah Shem Nisgavin, Nisasik, and Lachin Tzvifel Gufa. Avad Erik, I want is to bring up Rabbi Kiva Eger here in this tshuva. But before that, I just want to give you an idea that most people with Upgeret, but even with Eitayra, are not familiar on Shabbos. What does it mean, Malach Shein Tzrifa L'Gufa? What does it mean, Dabash and Miskavin? What does it mean, Psikresha? And what does it mean, Misasik? These terms, which everyone has heard of, the Taich, Poshet, Dictionary Taich, people are not familiar with and people confuse. So I'd like to just Taich all of them for you. And just tell you the simple halacha l'maisa, 3 minutes of yediyas, and then we'll get to whatever else has to come up. But I've told you many times that there are a lot of areas where the difference is someone who knows and someone who doesn't know is a very small amount. You see someone who knows, you think he's, because he heard of it a lot more than you. It's lav dafka. In this area, it requires a small certain amount of yediyah to have a klarkeit. And if you just remember the things that the Kudus I'm going to tell you, you'll have a klara yediyah in these and that. Now I'll get to Mistasek last, which is our sugya. First, Dovashayna Miskavin. What's the Gemara's example of Dovashayna Miskavin? And Shabbos? What's the Gemara's example? Huh? No, that's not Shinsir for the Gufa. That's another difference. Dovashayna Miskavin means you drag a bench and it makes a charutz. Right, that's the Gemara's example of Dovashayna Miskavin. You're taking a bench across the Bagalo Kali and it makes a charutz in the ground. Your davashayna miskavin means you're not mechavin for the maisa iser, the maisa malacha. You're not mechavin to do that maisa. You're doing a different maisa. You're doing a maisa of schlepping a bench. It's happening that it's making a charitz on the other side. That's davashayna miskavin. If you open a refrigerator, the light goes on. That's a davashayna miskavin. You have a mind. You want to open the refrigerator. You're not looking to turn on the light. You're trying to do one Maisa, and a second Maisa is happening incidentally. That's called a Dover Shein in the sky. What's the din la'alocha? La'alocha, a Dover Shein in the sky is mutter l'chatchila, unless it's a psik reisha. Psik reisha means it's not going to happen. If it's not sure it's going to happen, Dover Shein in the sky, as long as it's a suffix. If you drag a bench, if the earth is very soft, it's if you're going to make a charitz, that's awesome. If the earth is not very soft, it might make a charitz, it might not, it'll make part of the way, not part of the way, then it's mutal chatchila. You're allowed to drag a bench. Someone sees you dragging a bench on Shabbos, you start screaming, you make a charitz, you still have to keep on dragging it, unless it's making a deep charitz, you know it's going to continue. The way it's very often on hot earth, that sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So you're allowed to keep on dragging it, even though you know it's not a charitz. And even if it's a wonderful charitz, it's nothing, it's nice to have the charitz there, you know, it's a place you want a charitz, it's still good. Dovashayna miskavin is mutal chatchila, as long as it's not a psikreisha. Psikreisha means it's definitely going to happen, and it's also, if it's not definitely going to happen, Dovashayna miskavin is mutal chatchila. Excuse me? Yeah, there's no machlokes by separation. Malacha she'etzricha legufa is where you're doing the maisa and you're not mechavin for the tachlis, for the tayelis. That's the case of someone who digs a hole. Chayfe gula, ve'ein etzarech elo la'afra. You dig a hole and you need the earth. You don't need the hole. The tachlis of every malacha is defined by the Mishkan. The purpose was used for in the Mishkan. If you do a malacha for a different tachlis, that's called malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, and that we paskin is pater avalaser. We paskin that it's pater avalaser. There the Rambam holds that it's chayin, but we paskin it's p'tur. It's not mutter. Malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is not mutter. It's a p'tur. Potter. If you carry something out that you don't need in the place it's going, the Gemara says if someone has a mace in his house, it carries a dead body out of his house, that's malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. So it's not because he wants the body elsewhere, he just doesn't want it in his house. If you have a bag of garbage in your house and someone carries it out, that's a malach shein tzricha legufa. You're doing it because not because you want to get it where it's going, because you just don't want it where it is. That's not the tachlis. It's the same maisa. That's not the tachlis that was in the Mishkan. Mishkan, they carried things to get it to the place it was going. One kind of maisa, somebody, bachur, came over to me on Shabbos. They're making sheva brachas in the house. His mother had put up a gigantic cholent. She never put up such a big cholent in her life. And she looked at the cholent on Friday night, and it was going to burn. And she was afraid of the ziyanis. The next day, imagine a shev brach without cholent, chas v'shalom. So she took water from the tap and put it into the chalent. I told her, she did on the kaima, you know. She advised her she didn't have enough hot water, she didn't take from the kettle. She took water from the tap and she put it into the chalent. So this boy asked me if at the Sheva Brachas he has to announce that you're not allowed to eat it because it was cooked on Shabbos. Mother was out of the loch of their ice, and she took cold water, put it on the fire. And the stomach fiber told him, yes, he would ask me if he could move in after good, because what's he going to do? Food that's cooked on Shabbos is awesome. So I told him that your mother was not over the loch of their ice. Not true. Why not? She didn't want cooked water. She didn't put the water on the fire because she wanted cooked water. She put it on the fire that the challenge shouldn't burn. The malacha should see for the goof. It's awesome. Don't go home and think it's water. But is it the rice? It's not. She didn't put up water if she wanted to serve cooked water. She put water so that it shouldn't burn. And putting water, it shouldn't burn. That's a malacha should see for the goof. It makes it a little better. It makes it into a draw bottom. And however it was, again, the shayla there, it changes things. Sakoponim, that's malacha shetzricha legufa. Again, you have to remember one word. Doshen miskavin, you don't want the maisa. Malacha shetzricha legufa, you don't want the tachlis or the tayelis. That's the whole difference between the two. It confuses, most people get totally confused. You start talking doshen miskavin, malacha shetzricha legufa. Again, doshen miskavin, you're not machavin for the maisa. Stringing a bench, you're not machavin to make a chayot. You're not mechavim for the teyelos. The mice you're mechavim, you're digging a hole. You're putting water on the stove. But you're doing it for a different purpose, a different tachlis. That's malachim for the gufa, and that's part of it that changes it into a drama. Now that's basic ideas that everybody should have, not so complicated. What is misasek? Misasek, the main case of misasek is Miskavin lahagbia esatolosh v'nimtza mechuvim. I mentioned to you the example last week. There's a tomato on the floor, and you pick it up. You think it's a tomato that's not connected to the earth. V'nimtza mechuvim, and you didn't realize it is connected to the earth. And after you picked it up, you realize what you did. Misasek is when you misrecognize something. When you're mechavin for a maisa heter. And because you didn't recognize it, you did a ma'ase issa. Sarin hakara, sarin tviyasayim, whichever word you want to use. But the bottom line is, you wanted to do a ma'ase heter, the nimtza came out that was a ma'ase issa. Misasek on Shabbos is mutter lechatzila. Mutter 100% lechatzila, there's no aveir. If someone is changing into his suit, he's getting dressed in the bathroom, and he stretches out his hand, he hits the light switch, and the light goes on. So you might think it's a shayla now. You're allowed to be in the henim of Lecha Shabbos. He did Malach on Shabbos, and Allah Rabbah, no. Answer is, he's a Masasek. It's with Lecha Tzillah. He stuck out his hand in order to put on his robe, or to put on his shirt. He was Mechabim for a Maisa Hedra. He didn't realize that he's going to hit the switch, and it's going to turn it on. Or you want to lean on the wall. You want to, it's like you pick up a tomato. You think it's not connected, it's connected. You want to lean on a wall. You think it's a plain wall without a switch. And after you lean on the wall, and the lights went out at shul, suddenly you realize that you lean on the switch. Why? What's the difference? You wanted the tomato. Well, here, so if anything, it's better. If anything, it's better, right? If anything, it's less, it's more like a Dabar Shein Miskavim. You wanted to drag the bench, you didn't want to make a Chavetz. Right? It's more like a Dabar Shein Miskavim. Because you didn't want to do that at all. Now, Dabar Shein Miskavim, you could argue with me that, well, if you stick out, if you lean on this wall, it's a psikresha, the light switch is going to go on. Well, if you put your hand out to that wall, now it's not a psikresha, you're right, putting on a shirt is not a psikresha, it's going to hit the wall. So it's a Dabar Shein Miskavim also. It's both. In the case where I lean on a wall, that's more similar to tomato. I want to lean on this wall. I didn't realize there's a light switch, and by leaning on the light switch, I turned it on. So that's a misasek. You did want to lean on the wall. You didn't realize there's a switch on the wall. Like I wanted to pick up the tomato, I didn't realize there's a connection to the ground. So I saw printed that someone once came to shul on Shabbos and he realized he had something in his pocket. So he asked the brisker Rav, what he needs for a kapara, he carried on Shabbos. So the brisker Rav told him, you don't need a kapara for carrying on Shabbos, you're a misaseh. You thought you were wearing a jacket with nothing in the pocket, and you were wearing a jacket with something in the pocket, like a tomato, connected, not connected. He said, you need a kapara because you are over. Chazal said that people should check their pockets on Shabbos, so you're over on the Tekadu Rabbana not to check your pockets. But that you were over last week also, when there was nothing in your pocket. You didn't check your pockets. That doesn't matter, there's nothing in your pocket, there's nothing in your pocket. Chazal said, you have to check. But for carrying, that you don't have to worry. You're a misaseh. You put on a jacket that you thought had a pockets were empty, and you don't realize that there's something in the pocket. You're a misaseh. In that case, it's a davishem miskaven. But as far as davishem miskaven, it's really a psik reishon, because wearing that jacket is definitely going to end up carrying. So you have to come on to the tour that it's a misaseh. You wanted to do a davar amutter, and you didn't recognize that it's a davar asa there as well. So these are the Gedarim in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's sort of the background, the Hakdama. Even if you don't remember Kiveger, maybe you don't understand the Rebbe Kiveger, but what we said till now, you should know the simple klolim of Hilchos Shabbos. They're not complicated. Of course, cases come up that might be slightly different one way or the other, but these are the basic klolim. Now, come to Rabbi Kiveger. Now, again, one more point of Hakdama. Misasek and Dovashen and Miskavim are Pturim B'chala Torah Kula. It's Lav Davka Shabbos. Lachashen Tzmicha Magufa or Melechas Macheves, these expressions are Shabbos Dika expressions. The Pturim Misasek we learn from the Parsha of Korbet Chatos. Says Asher Yechte Ba, the word Ba means hey, is an extra word. It's Memayit Misasa. Ba, you have to be doing it, and not a Misasik, and Misasik is Ba. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuva Ches has the following Shaila. If you see someone being Misasik, you see someone doing an aveira that's a misasek on Shabbos, or no, or a lav davka Shabbos, b'chala Torah kula. You see someone doing what he thinks is davar amutter. It's really he doesn't recognize a davar as. Are you required to tell him? If it's mutal chetchila, what do you have to tell him? Let him do it. That's the shaila of the kiveger. To come to a tshuva on this shaila. Kiveger starts from Baba Kamada for Baba Mikos. He writes, he's going to tell you a Dabar Chadash, but he holds it's a Chiddush, but he holds it's true. The Gemara here says, Melania Shabbos, Melechas Machsheves Asur Chayra. L'chayra, you didn't have to say the words Melechas Machsheves Asur Chayra, that he didn't have Machshava, which is true. You could have said, Misasek. What's he doing? He's standing up. He doesn't recognize that there's a stone on his lap. He wants to stand up, which is a davar amutter. And the mela, a rock, is being projected that it's going to go and fly off his lap and get carried for dalanites. It's the same thing. Someone's wearing a jacket, doesn't realize there's something in the pocket. Someone who leans on a wall doesn't realize there's a light switch. Someone who picks up a tomato doesn't realize it's connected. Same thing. Someone who's got something on his lap, he doesn't know about it. He stands up. By standing up, he flips the object out of him. It's a misasek. Gemara could have said misasek just as well. Why didn't it say? The truth is, it is misasek. No one's going to change it. It is a misasek. Why did the Gemara choose to say Melechas Machsheves? That's the kasha. Now we're not going to answer this till later. First, the Kiveger, after asking this kasha, says it's Chiddush,
then he comes back. Such a b'chidei again.
Misa'aseik is not a hetel lechatchila. Misa'aseik, we learn out of a pasuk, asher yechtebo, asher chotebo, by karbanis. It's a p'tor from an einish. Misa'aseik patas you from an einish. It's not a heter gomor. Except on Shabbos. On Shabbos, where we have a rule, Melechus Machshavas Asur Taira, that only Melechus that are done with a Machshava are Asur. On Shabbos, Misasek is Mutal Lechatchila. B'chol HaTaira Kula, Misasek is Asur Lechatchila. That's Shitas from Kivay. Everybody argues with it. But this is Rabbi Akiva Eger Shita, that Misasek is a Ptor on Shabbos, it's a Hemutal Chetchila. On Ka'atayra Kula, it's only a Ptor. Says, with this, we can answer a few questions. Lamash. What's the din? If you see someone walking in the street, wearing a jacket, and you know that that jacket is Shabbos. You know what Shatner is, you put the same jacket, you know it's a Shatner's jacket. So the halacha is, the Rosh Shulchan Aruch says, Poshta Yachidu Bishuk. You take it off of him, even if he's in the street, he's going to be embarrassed. You take it off of him. Such a B'Kiva Eger. He's a Misasek. He thinks he's wearing a non-Shatner's jacket, and he's wearing a Shatner's jacket. He's a regular Misasek. Well, why do you have to take it off of him? Nothing wrong with what he's doing. He's a regular misasek. Someone's wearing a jacket with something in the pocket. There's nothing in the pocket. Here, he's wearing a jacket with shatnez. He's wearing without shatnez. Why do you have to take it off of him? So, to be kivayger, it's a right to my yisai. Misasek, the chol atayra pula, is also a chetzel. It's only a p'tor from an einish, but it's an isser. It could be, he says, even isser deraisa, just isser deraisa without an einish. Mechavin to wear the jacket. He's mechavin to do a davar amuter, and not a davar asa. And picking up a tomato, he's mechavin to pick up a mutter.
Different. It's mechavin. It's mechavin.
He thinks he has a jack, just like he thinks it's a tomato which is disconnected, it's a tomato which is connected. Same thing. He thinks it's a jack with no linen, and yeah, it's a jack with linen. Well, the assumption is that he's assuming it's a much bigger jacket. If he talk to, at least he has an assumption. He's assuming it's a jacket. In such a case, he assumes. There's no avera at all. Yeah, Kivega writes, you can't asur, it's very hard to asur a misasek. Because he doesn't know he's doing it. He says it's very difficult to say that, like the Rabbana would asur, how do you asur a misasek? Mechachila means that there's no avera. No, but a shaygeg means a kapara. If you did have avera b'shaygeg, you need a kapara. Whatever equivalent kapara. He's saying you don't need a kapara. Akadei kach, but the Kivega says you have to tell somebody. Someone's about to lean on the wall. And you want the light off. You're delighted. He's about to lean on the wall. You don't have to tell him. Kivega says, okay, you can lean on the wall. The chachilah shut off the light. It's wonderful. There's no issue on Shabbos. Chatar Kru, what's different? There's a case in the Gemara of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. There's a carbon for a shaygeg of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. One of the cases is Shakach, that this is the Beis HaMikdash. Shakach is the Beis HaMikdash. He walked in Tomei. He didn't realize where he was going. If you forgot where you're going, you're Shakach. So it's just Spectre of Akiva Eger. It should be the same thing. You're a Misasek. You're a Misasek. You think this is a regular open field, That's really the Makam HaMikdash. Now, I don't know if it'll ever happen that someone will go there, but the Gemara says if it happens, someone goes there, he thinks he's going to the Abba Minyan, he thinks it's sure. That's really the Beis HaMikdash. It walks in Tameh. Why would he have a Parsha of Tameh's Mikdash with Kadosh? It's a Misaseh. So to be Kivayeg, the same thing. Misaseh, the Falata, the Kula is awesome. It's only a Ptor for Machatos. Only on Shabbos is Misaseh put the Lechatzah. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Yisoid in this Tshuva, that Misasek is only a Hekel Lechatzil on Shabbos, and therefore he says, on Shabbos, Hilchus Shabbos, if you see someone doing it, you don't have to tell him. If he's a Misasek, he thinks what he's doing is Mutter, he's doing something that's awesome, you don't have to tell him. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Psaak. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, if I see someone wearing a jacket, and there's something in the pocket, I don't have to tell him, like he could walk with it. I mean, he's over, I'm not checking his pockets out of Shabbos, but as far as carrying, what the Kiva Eger says, is no problem.
Now,
once he knows, he has to take it out.
It's
a Dumataiva. What is if I want my keys taken to shul? Can I stick it in your jacket pocket? And when you wear your jacket, you're going to be Mistasek. Huh? So I'm not allowed to cause a malach to happen. But anyway, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Psak, and Hilchos Shabbos is a big kula. And in Shaar Isurim, Rabbi Kiva Eger had this kula. Then Rabbi Kiva Eger comes back to our Gemara. He says, in our Gemara, when the Gemara says, the Gemara is saying that on Shabbos you'd be chayiv for nezika. There's no come like the rabbi now. Gemara wants to give a reason, l'inyan nezikin chayiv, l'inyan Shabbos. Shabbos, Belech HaShabbos HaSur Torah, the Gemara wants to tell you a Kiddush that if you did this on Shabbos and it was Mazik, you'd have to pay. There's no Kamei D'Ramina. In other words, and I would learn the Gemara in separate cases. One thing. Your Shabbos, Pata, separate thing. He says, no, it should be read together. It's telling you, Shabbos, Belech HaShabbos HaSur Torah, and Amei Yechayif in Nezik. Now, if the Pator would be out of the Misasek, that's a Shoyge. The Kivega Shita is Misasek is still an Isser. Misasek is an Isser. Just there's no ancient. We know, we don't say, come Levi, we do say, come Levi, the Rabbi Minei, when someone does something B'Shoyge. Someone does something B'Shoyge, I mentioned to you many times, if someone's driving a car on Shabbos, and he rams somebody else's car, he doesn't have to pay, even if he's a Shaygeg. Because even by Shaygeg, you say, come later, Abner. You'd be potter. The Gemara wants to give a reason that you don't say, come later, Abner. So the Gemara brings, Malach Machsheves Asur Torah. It's Mutal Chatzilah. Because Malach Machsheves, which is Mutal Chatzilah on Shabbos. That's why the Gemara brings this reason, not the reason on the Sasa. I can't, this is all in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. The big bar plukta of Rabbi Kiva Eger, usually when we talk about these things, is the Nesivis. It's usually brought as a machlaikis Rabbi Kiva Eger and Nesivis. Nesivis has a sefer, the Kar Chayim, on Hilchis Pesach. The Kar Chayim, it's unbelievable how many svarim Nesivis has. I'm learning Eicha now. I mean, we're learning Tanakh, the Fakdal Tzvarim. We haven't been learning Eicha. They're almost normal Farshim that explain Eicha more than the Taich. Except the Sivis has a beautiful Pirish on whole Eicha, on whole Shir HaShirim, and all the five Megillahs. Unbelievable how much he wrote. So, at any rate, the Sivis has a Sefer, Hilchos Pesach, and Kar Chayim. And in there, he asks the following Kashim. Listen to the Kashim. He says, why do you have to be by the Chametz? Any chametz you have, you get rid of. Why do you have to bedika? Because you don't have to do bedika, you're over on by your matzah. Why? Why you have a bayra bayi matzah? You're a misasek. Now here you have to use imagination a little. What type of misasek are you? See, this says you're a misasek as you're walking around thinking you own zero chametz, and you don't know that you own chametz. Not quite a tomato. When you look at a tomato, you think it's tosh, it's really mechuber. Here, you look at your house, and you think your house is chametz free, and you live there. And little do you know that there really is chametz. So yes, a kasha, that you're a misasek. Why do you have to do b'dikas chametz for? You're a misasek. See, b'dikas machlokes rishonim. Who's one of those rishonim that say the reason you have to do b'dika is because you'll be over shem by your rabbi and matzah if you have it and don't know that. So the others will say shem and tzibuski alpha, which is different. He's going at this time. That's his passion. Rabbi Kivega says, now shver. Because Rabbi Kivega l'shita, sorry. Says, b'chol ha-tayra kula, the sasek is awesome. It's just not part of the carbon, but it's awesome anyway. Rabbi Kivega, what is Mesivus answer? Mesivus answer is a totally different tariff. Mesivus says on a mitzvah, an avera that's b'sheva al tasa, an avera that's done passively, b'sheva al tasa, there's no p'tur misasek. Misasek means you're isik in A, and you're really doing B. Picking up a tallish tomato, you're really doing a little bit of tomato. You're sticking out your hand, and you're really doing, you're turning on a switch. Misasek is only b'kum ba'aseh. He says, no, to misasek. Misasek. Every sheva al tasa, you're doing one thing and you're doing the other. So this is an interesting issue. So Adkan, this is Nesivus, and this is Rabbi Kivega. Now, there's a very interesting byproduct of this whole discussion. If someone eats lettuce or broccoli and is an insect, l'chayra, he's an assassin. He means to eat a piece of lettuce that's bug free, not looking to eat bugs. He wants to eat lettuce and he's eating bugs. He's an assassin, the davar amotu. He's eating the davar asur. L'chayra, the whole problem should be a problem. L'chayra, assassin. So I once saw in the Micha Shleimer Zalman writes that in a chinami, if a person eats a piece of licorice and there's a bug on it, he doesn't realize when he eats it, he's a misasek. He's eating licorice and then he gets a bug. But if you eat a piece of lettuce, the taitch of a piece of lettuce is that there are bugs there. Someone eats a peanut butter sandwich. He says, I just want a piece of bread. They tell him there's something in it. He says, I don't care what's in it, I just want the bread. That's not misasek. You know it's there, you're just ignoring it. That's not misasek. If you eat a vegetable which you know has bugs in it, that's not a misasek, Shlomo Zalman says, because you're eating a piece of lettuce, it always has bugs on it. You just don't want it, you're ignoring it. That's not misasek. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. A year ago, when there was the tumult over the bugs, there were a group of rabbanim that were putting out a kolkayre. Part of the kolkayre was that you need filters on the bathroom sinks as well. On the bathroom sinks, you need a filter because people wash out their mouth when they brush their teeth, etc. You don't drink in a bathroom, but we wash out our mouths. So this kolkayre was supposed to come out on Sunday. There was a meeting of rabbanim. So on Friday afternoon, I called the Iker, the Mirav was the Iker Rav that was Isaac in the singing. And I told him that it's a mistake, that you're a misasek, that somebody who's washing out his mouth is not mechavet to swallow water. That's a misasek according to everyone. You want to rinse out your mouth. Some water will get swallowed. That's a misasek. Misasek means Isaac Sikresh, every misasek is a Sikresh. It's not going to happen. But I'm not. That's not what I want to do. I want to wash out my mouth. I'm not looking to to drink water. So he asked me, how do you know that misasik is mutter even when you could be bidik beforehand and avoid it? How do you know misasik is mutter even if you could do a bidika beforehand? So I told him that that's the nesivus. The whole nesivus said, why do you have to be bidik chametz? What's the problem? Even if you have chametz, you're misasik, and there's no problem. It's also bidika. So he was just, he was right before Shabbos. He told me he doesn't have a Mekor Chayim in his house. So I have to look in. So it was right before Shabbos. I couldn't run over to him, but I went over to him on Sunday morning with the Mekor Chayim. By the time I came to him, he told me he saw it already and he took it out. Whatever. He still thinks, so you can't tell all about him not to rinse out there. They won't realize the difference between rinsing out your mouth and not, because he also didn't realize the difference initially. But he was masking. that's more doing the hedger of assassin. That, now he's not going with Rabbi Kiva Eger, because Rabbi Kiva Eger holds its also hedger. The difference is by the lettuce you want to eat the lettuce. I might, if you want to drink water, you're just ignoring the bug, and that's not a hedger. What am I ignoring? The fact that I may swallow some water. I don't want to swallow water. The fact there are bugs there, I'm not ignoring. I know there are bugs there, but I'm allowed to wash out my mouth with bugs. No risk. I'm allowed to wash out and spit out. I may swallow it. By swallowing it, if I'm not mechavan to swallow it, I'm a misasek. I want to wash out my mouth. Some water may trickle down my throat by mistake. So that's misasek. I don't want it to happen. I'm not looking for it to happen. That I'm a misasek. What? Does it always happen? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Even if it always happens, secretion by misasik is still mutter. Still right?
You're
carrying it in a pocket. What? But I'm allowed to rinse my mouth even though I'm going to end up swallowing. I'm allowed to do it. The benefit is not swallowing. The benefit, my benefit of my mouth is full of toothpaste. I have no benefit in the water going down my throat. I'm just going to rinse out. What? In a tightness. That if you rinse out your mouth, it should be a misasik. So the Gemara talks about it. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Brachos. Someone was tayim on. The question is if you're allowed to be tayim on a tainus. So Taka says in halacha that you're allowed. If you want just to feel better for food in your mouth, that's not a hedder. If you want to taste the food, someone's cooking on a tainus, you want to taste the food, so Taka says that it's mutter. A flight is reshining that it's mutter to swallow a small amount or just to take in your mouth and spit it out. It's the famous that you're allowed, certainly allowed to take in your mouth and spit it out. Take a mutter at a time. So, at any rate, this is the sugya of misasay. Again, there are three levels. The double shem is gavin, there's mach shem tzvich l'gufa, and then there's this Indian here of being misasek. I want to illustrate to you the case. I'm not looking to tell you a new chiddush, I'm just going to give you another example. There's a stipler in Shabbos, Siman Lamed Aleph, I believe. He has the following case. A person has two children. One is 8 days old on Shabbos, and one is 9 days old on Shabbos. Not after the same mother. They're two babies. One is an 8-day-old baby, one is a 9-day-old baby. The 8-day-old baby is Dasha Shabbos, you do a bris. 9-day-old is not Dasha Shabbos, you don't do a bris. The male went, he made a mistake. Instead of taking the 8-day-old baby to do a bris mila, he took the 9-day-old baby and he did a bris. Is he a shaygeh? A shaygeh, he needs a kapara? Or is he a misasek? And he doesn't need a kapara. That's the stipler shayla. Is he a shaygeh or is he a misasek? The Gemara says that he needs a kapara. The stipler says, what do you mean? He's a misasek. He's a misasek. He shouldn't need a kapara at all. Zog the stipler, it depends why he made the mistake. Misasek means you misrecognize something. If someone looked at the 9-day-old baby and thought it's the 8-day-old baby, thought he recognized the 8-day-old baby, they did the bris, he's a misase. Then, he's a misase. That's probably going to be a ptumis. A misase is when he fails to recognize something. If, however, he forgot, he didn't remember that there's a 9-day-old baby. If he would have remembered, he would have asked. If he forgot something, that's a shogeg. The stipler makes this chilek. Again, I mentioned it to you to know what's a misasik, what's a shogeg. Shogeg is he forgot. Misasik is that he misrecognized. He made a mistake in Tvi'ah Sa'ayin. He thought this is what's happened. This is what it is, and it's something else. That's an example of a case of misasik. There are other examples, nekudas or variations of misasek. There's a Taisus Masechta Shabbos, the second parak. Tomorrow in the second parak says, Mishnah, Lo Yetze Hachayit B'machta, it's Daf Yud Aleph, the first parak, Daf Yud Aleph. It says there, Lo Yetze Hachayit B'machta, Shema Yishkaf Yetze. That, as you know, it used to be a tailor went with a pin stuck in his lapel. It was an advertisement. If you met people, they knew that he's a tailor. Like today, some people go with a pen behind their ear. Used to be people with grocers used to go with a pen behind their ear. The olden days, they were olden days. In my day, the grocer, he bought something. They didn't have any machines. They took out the paper bag, took out their pencil, and did the addition on the bag. Whatever you're buying, they wrote down the prices, they added it up, and it was an experience unto itself. So they used to go with a pen behind their ears. So the Mishnah says, or says something behind the ears there also, Shema Yishka Fiyaze, I forget about it. Shabbos will come, you continue to. So what does Taisus ask? Taisus asks, from Bovakama Dafova, Taisus Dibra Master Shema Yishka Fiyaze. Taisus asks, who cares if he's going to forget? Who cares that he's going to forget? Even if he forgets, he's a misasay. He thinks he's wearing a jacket with nothing on it, nothing carrying, nothing on it. And the Maisa, he's wearing a jacket with something on it, with a pin stuck in. But Tosis, he's a misasay. How would you answer that? Huh? How would you answer that, Kasha? Mr. Rav, same thing, you're supposed to check. So the truth is, I think Tosfos is asking on the whole takon of checking. It applies to pockets also. He says, Akasha, why did Chazal make a takon to check? What do you have to check for? If you fail to check, you make a mistake, you're misasik anyway. Why check? So Tosfos answers that we're afraid you might notice it and just say forget it and keep on going. You might notice it and you'll be Torah and you're just going to forget about it. Shema Yaiti B'Kavan. The Chaira is bothering me, according to the Stifler, what he says by this Nima, here you should say the same thing. Here we're not afraid you'll misrecognize it. We're afraid Shema Yishkaf. You know it's there. And the Stifler says Shema Yishkaf is not Misasim. Shema, you recognize it, that's Misasim. If you put something in your pocket, you go out, the status says a shakach. If you wear a suit and you think it's a Shabbos suit and leaving it in the pocket, that's misrecognized. So I don't know, Clar, how the stifle would explain why Tosfos doesn't answer the chilek. Shema Yishkach instead of Shema, instead of a real misasa. Sharia, this is the basics with that kasha still. These are the basics of the din. The Kidegas Chiddush in Agamara was not makubal by most achrayim. I don't know anybody who's makabal, though anybody who brings it basically, as far as I know, not the Kiyas, but I think they disagree. And we are most placed to know that Misaseik is a heter b'chata akula. It's a heter b'chatchila everywhere. And it's a bona fide Misaseik. With upon him, this is our offering for the Shabbos, where earlier in the year we spent a little bit more time on this inyan. Maybe it's wrong beginning, I'll just try to remind you. So if you hear something twice, you'll have a better chance to remember. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I think we're going to move on to Zara Klimar Shagag, which is the next Gemara. But please just take the time to chazer the basic ideas of Rav Hashem Misgavin and Rav Hashem Tzufa Ligufa, Misasik. You should have these the basic ideas.